Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Love About Town, the podcast where two brown nerds discuss sex, dating, and relationships in an attempt to be better. As always, you have me, your host, Kenise Mobley, and...
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rohan. We have such a wonderful guest, Erica Spera, on this week. We're talking about how to start dates, Erica's new dating rules, and our dating pet peeve during the pandemic. It's a really fun discussion. And so without further ado, Erica Spera.
Okay, this is fun. This is kind of relationship oriented.
Yeah, first.
Moving in a new space, right? I was like, we're not letting anybody in this new space. It's a nice space, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna be very selective of who actually gets to come through. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm here, I'm like, actually, I have the nicer apartment, so you gotta come over here.
Yeah, hell
like,
yeah.
It completely changed. I was like, no, you know what? Nice apartment means I don't have to go anywhere. You can come over here.
That's nice. And I'm looking forward to that too, because my roommate just moved out and I'm just gonna take over the whole apartment. And that's what I'm looking forward to most, is being like, oh, making this place nice, you come over to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go over to your place. Oh, I'm not single anymore, but if I was, I'd be the same thing.
I truly believe that this is going to be an interest, because like so many people have moved into their own place, moved into nicer places. People will be like, you can come to me or we're not hanging out. And I think that just means for several people, we just won't hang out.
Yeah. Everyone's right? Thinking the same thing as yeah. We are, where it's just like, we got our own place, you come here. And then everyone's like, you come here. So no one actually ever hangs out with anybody.
Yeah. Or it sucks being the person with the not as nice apartment. So whether it's, I have more roommates, or whether it's the literal apartment, like my ex would come over, but it was like, he only came over a few times and I would go there a lot, but I didn't mind. Cause I was like, you got a ton of space. Like,
yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, you have the better place to hang. Like, I'm not even going to argue, you know?
Yeah. Oh man. So you've been single the whole time then, the pandemic?
I have. Yes. I've done like some dates and stuff. I've had a little fling with somebody a couple months.
Ooh.
That was like more of a hookup thing, you know?
Yeah. That's nice. To have a pandemic hookup is nice. There also, I feel like the expectations there aren't a whole lot, because we don't know how to socially interact with each other. So whatever your like expectation is, everyone has to be like, oh yeah, oh no, I get it, it's a pandemic. Like, you can like use the pandemic to justify anything you want, really.
Yeah, like, I don't know, have you had a relationship the whole time, Rohan?
I just like it started at the beginning of the pandemic. Okay. And like, yeah, so it's been like going through the pandemic. Yeah.
So I was gonna say, Kenise, nice. What was the vibe of like the first date you went on after like the full lockdown? I felt like it was like my dude screwed it up, where I was like, dude, I was ready to bang. Like, it was like the bar was so low. I'm just like, you just had to be a good enough time and do anything creepy or rapey, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you just had to lay a little bit of moves, not much, you know?
Yeah,
agreed. 100%. So like my first date after, I want to say it was in May, was my first date.
Mm.
And it was a walking date, and he didn't wear a mask a lot of the time. And I was like, pull your mask up. Like, so that like turned me off. And then just like him being like, oh yeah, I'm hanging out with friends and this and that. And it was like, oh, you being real casual. I don't think so. But it did get to a point, I want to say in July, where I was like, I need to do something about this before I like freak out and do something bad. So I like connected with a guy that I knew before and was like, hey, what if we went on dates again? And he was like, yeah, that could be cool. And I was like, what about like today?
Tonight.
Yeah.
What about,
and he was like, yeah, sure, right, come now. Over. And so I went over and I was like, I've taken care of this thing. It's not gonna like run my life. Thank God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You shook hands. You shook hands afterwards. You were like, wonderful. Thank you for your business.
Thank you for your business.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's wild. It's just, it's crazy. But I like, here's two rules I've created with online dating since all of this that I think I'm going to keep forever. First of all, I like doing some type of phone call before I meet up with somebody.
Yeah.
So whether it is just a regular phone call, FaceTime is great because you just kind of get a little bit of the like physical attraction, you know? Yeah. But I'm very kind of like open for either. And I don't make it a big official thing. I've learned like, just get to the point, you exchange numbers. As you're texting, just go, actually, you know what? You want to call me in a bit? And like, a lot of times they'll be like FaceTime, like they'll suggest it. And I'm like, cool.
Okay.
But it's just, it literally is like a date before the date.
Yeah.
I think it weeds out a lot of people that you're like, oh, the worst is when you just show up and you're just like, I'm not feeling this vibe.
Yeah.
More than 10 minutes. And you're like, how? It's the worst feeling. And it's like, look, if that saves the guy money, that saves me time.
Right.
I'm not mad about it.
It's a pre-interview process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had that happen before where women just been like, do you want to talk on the phone? And then you chat on the phone. And one time the woman ended up being crazy and like a right-wing person. And then the other time we had a nice date afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not sexy to text about like COVID stuff. So like the mask thing, it's like that kind of comes out of people naturally. Like I was on a date with someone outside right before it got cold and they were like, man, I can't believe like they're gonna shut stuff down. Like, what are we supposed to do? This is stupid. And then they're very like, you know, I already had it. So like, and I was okay.
Those people, I'm sorry. There are so many people who are like, I already have it. And you're like, yes, that's great for you. But these antibodies don't last forever. And also you can carry it to give it to other people. Why are you acting so reckless? Like, stop it. It drives me crazy.
It's so funny how a quick Google search can like answer a lot of the questions that you have about COVID, and yet nobody chooses to do a quick Google search about it.
No.
And I wonder if it's like some sort of like machismo thing too, where it's just like, I'm like too cool for the virus. Yeah. The virus, like if you just ignore it, it'll be fine.
Yeah, or people that are like, I'm in shape enough.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Right, exactly.
And I was like, my roommate's a runner, runs like 7 miles a day. She got COVID at the very beginning and she was knocked on her ass. And I remember looking at her being like, okay, if this is how it's affecting you, I better be really fucking careful.
Totally.
I'm not running 7 miles a day.
Yeah.
Totally. It's insane. But it's also just insane that like if you are like trying to impress somebody, you are just like flaunt how much of the rules you don't follow when it comes to like a global pandemic. What are we like 15 years old? Yeah. We're like not rule followers. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
Just gotta be nice. Like you said, Erica, the bar is set so low. You've got to be nice and sweet and treat somebody like a regular person.
Right? The other thing that's nice is it's made guys like have to make plans. Like when it was sunny out and warm, it's like places fill up. So like you've got to make a reservation somewhere, you know, or even with when indoor dining did open, it's like they have to be like, do you care indoor, outdoor? Is there a preference? Like that kind of starts the COVID conversation, but it's just like, yeah, we need a plan now, guys. We need a plan. But I like the walking dates.
I like the walking dates
even before you get a drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all are.
Want to know what? There's a scientific thing that came out about this too.
Oh, okay.
So apparently, there's something to like while you're doing an activity. So whether it's like you're walking around or like if you're taking like a cooking class or something, there's something to people open up more when they're like moving and also they're not looking directly at you.
So
it's like it's more intimidating to do like a drink, you're sitting right across from me, it's like interview style, as opposed to I feel like the conversations have just been very easy and almost like we skip that kind of bullshit small talk first date stuff when it's like you're kind of walking around. Like I had a guy ask me like about the whole transgender in sports thing. Like he was like, oh, you played basketball in college, like what do you think about this? Like we're having like an in-depth conversation. I was like, man, this is nice, all right. And but it was nice to not have to like confront someone kind of head on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or just like, yeah, that eye contact. I struggle with eye contact and the eye contact that you have to make if you're sitting at a bar with someone. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is a good. That's a very good point you made about walking dates, that you don't have to make eye contact. But I just hate talking the whole time with a mask and then you're walking. And
well,
it's just,
that's
like, I'm out of breath really easily. And then they're going, no, I'm not a
shark. Well, in the park, I feel like when there's space, I take the mask down.
Personally,
that's just me, but it is a preference.
I've done both, where you take it down, where you take it up. One thing about walking that I just genuinely like is that you don't have to be talking at every second. Like you can be like looking at something, or like, oh, we're pausing here to like observe or participate, or like a dog like just jumped on. I was on a walking date yesterday and a dog just jumped on me, but like in a fun way. And I was like, this is the cutest dog. And like, I can focus on that for a second while I'm like, yes, this is my whole theory of everything to present to you as a person. Like I have those moments to put those thoughts together.
Oh man, you're good. You guys sound like you're just good at walking date. I think that it's not that I don't like them. It just sounds like I'm very bad at the walking date. Like I always feel like the need to fill the conversation. If there's a silence, I'm like, well, we have no chemistry, I guess. I would try to fill it with something. Yeah.
But then it's a true test of chemistry. Because as much as it's like you might not like someone because you're not initially attracted to them, the same of you might like them just because you're attracted to them. And especially with online, that's like a very kind of make or break. Like,
yeah.
So if like I've had guys online, it's like they're just super hot. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm into this guy. And it's like, I don't even know him.
Yeah.
I don't even know him. And the actual conversation is not that great. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, this is hot. I'll make out with this guy. He's hot, you know?
I do that.
So if we were walking, I might have been completely turned off by him.
Yeah.
Like, and same first, maybe someone that out the gate you weren't like, woo, hot, smoking, like fake spark feeling. But yeah. You might actually be walking with them and being like, wow, I really like talking to this person and feel that chemistry and connection. So it's like, I think for like hot people, it's probably like, it's going to hurt you more. Walk is actually going to help you.
The walk. Well, the walk we have for hot people, like show it, like let's show us what you really got underneath that hot bod.
Basically.
What's inside, what's in here?
Yeah, and that's same with this whole, like, the fact that I just do a quick phone call. Some people just, like, have nothing to say. Like,
okay.
And it's just, so it's fun to be like, oh, do you usually rely on your looks? Is that your thing? You know?
Dude, that's such a good point. I never thought about that. Like, judging a person's conversational skills over the phone, like if you can immediately suss that out, be like, oh, they're not asking me any questions. Oh, like they're,
dude, it's wild.
Yeah, out.
So I've been on a date where like they're not asking any questions. I'm like, I'll ask some questions. And then I had a guy scoff at one of my questions and I was like, oh, okay, well, you can ask me something if you'd like.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah, he was like, what kind of question is that? I was like, oh, okay. I go, you can ask me questions. And then he's like, so how's like online dating going for you?
I'm like, what a bitch.
I hate that so much.
Oh,
I know. And then I was like, and then he started telling me about all his other dates. Number one thing he says, he goes, yeah, he goes, Hinge is where it's at. Hinge is great. Bumble sucks. I was like, we met on Bumble. You know that, right?
This guy fucking just sucks. Goes,
well, I mean, you're cute, so it's okay. And I was like, all right, because he was like, women, he's like, they don't really open with anything, like, you know, blah blah. And I go, well, I remember your profile, you had nothing written. I was like, you just had a couple photos of you. I go, you're not giving any information. I go, I definitely remember I sent you probably just like, hey, how long have you lived in New York, like some vague question.
Yeah.
And then he just said, he goes, yeah, well, you were cute, so. And I go, exactly. I was like, if you think I'm attractive, you're not gonna give shit what I say. So
yeah, yeah, get over, stop being a bitch. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh
yeah,
yeah, that's
I don't like this man. What's this man's name? I want to make sure I never date anyone with that name.
Yeah, out him on the pod.
Okay. I forget. That was one of my last ones right before like the cold shutdown of outdoor dining. We can't do it anymore. And I just was like, yeah, you know what? Happy to take a break. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy because I'll go to a date. I'll try to prepare some questions that are interesting and get to kind of know somebody a little bit better, especially like, me on a date is like, oh, I would like to meet someone that I really like and would like to be in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I'm going to have some questions prepared. Yeah. Like, I don't sit there just like, okay.
I also got to say, this might sound like sociopathic, but I don't care. It's fucking fun to prepare. I like it. I like in trying to impress somebody. Like, we're comedians, so that's like what we try to do, right? But like, I love the performative aspect of the first date a little bit, where you're just like, all right, you got to put like the top of your game has to come on this date. And then you're like asking questions. You're like engaging. You're trying to be like friendly if they say something you don't like, but like, you know, not whatever. Like also, you know, letting them know that it's not okay to say whatever they said.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I like that. I kind of like it. It was fun.
I am shocked by it. I truly never do any prep for dates. It's probably why I'm single. I just go. I'm like, this is me. What? I'm not even going to try to remember your profile. Tell me about yourself again. I don't remember what we talked about. It's bad.
Yeah, that part's hard. That's why I kind of come with general questions prepared. Yeah. I'm like, I forget, all those conversations are kind of the same. And yeah. You know, not for nothing. It's like, that yeah. happens, you know, that's even with, but even with online dating, like with those questions and talking and starting a date, I was reading some article and it says it's actually great to start, like, it's quote, the second act of a play. Like, they're like, just jump into something. They're like, it's way better. It's way, like, it sets the tone. So even just like sitting down and being like, oh my gosh, this crazy thing, work, like just some little quick thing that just beats this, like, so how's your day? Where are you from? Like,
okay.
You know, it's almost like come with a little juice, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Which is harder.
I try to think of like a controversial opinion, not controversial, but like about like a movie or something and be like, I just saw this. It wasn't as good as I thought, as I remember. Yeah. Or like I saw it and I really enjoyed it. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen it? And then,
right. Yeah, so even if you're like describing a movie, it has nothing to do with your life, but it's still just like, boom, 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 you know, something.
Yeah. All right. It's truly, like, I'm
pressure.
I'm going on a first date after this podcast recording. I have been dating a bit safely, but I have been dating a bit. This guy made dinner reservations, which, Rohan, I know that you hate dinner for a first date, but I'm like, okay, thinking of prepping, because again, I never do it. Would it be a good opening to be like, actually, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar is one of the best things that was released during the pandemic, and you can't convince me otherwise? Just going in hot.
Say it, because that's a that's also, yeah, that's also a huge judgment question, because if he's like, I hated that movie, you could be like, well, this date's over pretty quickly.
No appetizers.
That movie fucking rocked.
Well, sorry. Well, I was going to say, also, have you talked about movies with this guy at all?
Yes. So,
then, yeah, that's great. That's a great
opening. Okay, cool.
Like, no, if he's already a moving dude, because honestly, no idea what the fuck we're talking about. I'm the last person someone came in hot. I'd be like, sure. I thought it was a restaurant you were saying. I have no idea what you were just saying. No idea. But like, I've found that in conversation with people, I've learned to go, I'm a TV person. I was like, TV shows, I love. I was like, nice. Movies, I just don't love. I don't have the attention span. Everything's 2 hours long now. But like, they know that. So I'm just like, you don't come in like, have you seen? It's like, I haven't.
I do recommend.
Yeah, every guy I date, I'm like, you pick the movie, because I haven't seen any of them.
He opened, so in my profile, it says Die Hard 3 is better than Die Hard 1, and you can't convince me otherwise. And so he was like, where does Die Hard 2 rank? And I was like, Die Hard 2 isn't even part of the conversation. Die Hard 2 is a garbage film. So yes, I think I can come in with a movie talk.
There you go.
I think it will work.
But like with the online conversation, it's like, it didn't die. It started hot and then it just like went from there, you know? Or then like the boring question after that combo feels fine.
Yeah.
So just like, oh, so how long have you been in New York? Like just like to keep it moving. Cause then it's a compliment of like, oh, they liked talking to me and we're trying to keep it going.
Okay.
So that's a mistake women make.
That's also such a simple piece of advice. Like that is something that's easily followed. Like you can just, it comes very naturally. That's good.
Yeah, like I mean, most women are really bad at this, but I've found men are also terrible at this. when you're having a conversation via text, especially someone you do not know online, it's like whatever they say and you answer, if you don't have a question about like that specific thing, it doesn't matter. But you need to throw a question back. You need to throw it back to the other person. There's nothing like someone asks you a question, they give you like a two-word answer, and you're just like, okay.
Yes, I fucking hate that.
Yeah. I just stop. Really, I just don't. Try again. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Well, there, I noticed that women do that a lot, but then someone was telling me that women do it a lot because like they've been told that like men don't like if you have a lot of opinions, and I'm like, no, I want all of your opinions.
No, that's not an opinion. That's just getting to know somebody.
It's just like, I want to know. Yeah. I'm gonna be like pulling teeth, be like, I like this, and then you're just like, what do you think about this? And it's just like, I hate those conversations. Yes, come prepared with a question.
I also noticed though that men don't read your profile.
Oh, of course. Well, the thing is that a lot of men don't read your profile, and they like they're clear, like if you ask them the question, I always found this question to be very hard, where it's like, why did you swipe right on me? I'm like, because I don't want to just say because you're hot.
who asks that? That's such a weird
dude. I've had that asked to me.
That's very weird. That also just seems like not confident.
I think it was like it was like one of those like intro questions, like, you know, like they, that's what they thought it was, and I was just like, oh, this is so loaded in a way that I don't want to answer it.
It's just like, I said she's cute,
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You know, like, well, no, I didn't get that reference in your bio.
Oh, that's so stressful.
Yeah, that's not
it. Or like, God, if anyone said that on Hinge, it's like, I liked a specific thing. I liked your answer to this thing.
Yeah.
And like, why'd you like me? I'm like, your answer.
Yeah.
Right there. I made a comment on it. It's right there.
Oh my gosh.
I went on a date with somebody from Hinge, and in her bio, she had the phrase, ask for forgiveness, not for permission. And I was like, if a man had that in their profile, no dates.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's no dates bad.
Whatsoever.
That's pretty bad. I mean, I put that I had herpes in my profile. No one fucking saw it. Yeah. No one fucking saw it.
Yeah.
No one saw it. But granted, maybe some people saw it, and that's why they said no. But all the people that matched with me, it would, you know, if I made it to the point that it came up, they were like, oh, and like, I thought they knew.
Yeah,
like, it's on my profile. If you found my Instagram, it's all over there.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. I have
herpes spirit. Yeah.
I do love the idea of like, okay, I've got to get a secret off my chest. Where will I put it? I will put it in my online dating profile because no one's going to ever fucking read it. Like, that's it.
Yeah. It's like post secret on there, man. Yeah. Not
oh, no, that'd be so funny if it was just like, hey, my name's Erica. I live in Fide. I like comedy, basketball. I have herpes. And, you know, I'm just looking for a guy that.
Exactly. like I did that on Bumble. I just shimmied it in there.
Yeah.
And then Hinge, I thought this was fun. This was probably bad. I put it in two truths and a lie, and no one even guessing. Like, I only had one guy who just was like, is that two truths and a lie? Is that it? Like, he couldn't even address it. He was like, so which one's the lying?
Oh my God, that rocks.
Like, I was like, this will be fun. I was like, this is a terrible idea.
Oh my God.
How could you not like see that and like,
especially if you put, so I tried putting HSV1, which mm-hmm. is herpes, it's type 1 herpes, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you put HSV2, I tried doing that, no one knows what the fuck that means. Like, I had people like, so like, yeah. People that actually wrote it, they were like, yeah, like HPV, they go, isn't that what everybody has? And I just go, yeah, like a lot of people do have herpes in cold sores. But I just was like, yep, man, that's exactly, everybody's got it. So
yeah,
probably got it out of the way. But I was like, this dude clearly doesn't understand. I'm gonna have to have a conversation.
No. I was like, high school varsity? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they literally assume HPV. They're like, oh, it's like one of those HPVs, right?
You're yeah.
Like, it's in the same family.
It's
best HPV.
This is the one thing though I'm a little bit jealous of, but not really, is that like the sexual rumspringa of getting the vaccine where you're just like, you can just now have sex on your own terms if you want, however you want to really do it. You don't have to necessarily think like, you know, you don't have to think about it as much. You can like, you understand that everybody's in the same mm-hmm. boat. So you're all operating on the same like sort of plane of understanding that like, hey, we're trying to fuck right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be serious. And it's actually okay.
I mean, people were doing that pre-vaccine when it just got warm.
That's
like, because it was warm for a while and you couldn't mm-hmm. you didn't get those initial spring days because everything was shut down until like mid-June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, but it was like, oh, you can do drink to go, but you can't like sit outside and have a drink somewhere. So then once that was open, I was like, people went a little nuts last summer. We thought it's like, it's just gonna be even more so now because there's gonna be the unmasked areas, quote unquote, that you're allowed to mingle now. It's like Kinesa's tweet nailed it. She was like, you want a relationship, you better get in before the second batch because I'm going crazy.
I feel the same way I got
my second.
I'm getting my second in 2 weeks, and yeah, it's like, if you can try to lock this down if you want to, but I even said to, I'm casually seeing someone and I was like, yeah, this summer, man, things are going to be wild. And he was like, wait, what do you mean by wild? And I was like, you know what I mean. It's going to be wild this summer. Like, what do we...
You're like, I'm leaving. That's what I mean.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Do you not see the counter I have above my bed of guys who I'm trying to fuck?
Yeah.
You don't have that? Like, yeah, the bingo board?
Well, I was going to say, before you move to your own spot, Kenise, were you already like hooking up with this dude?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, he lived 8 minutes from my old apartment, and now he lives 12 minutes from my new apartment. So it's like perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. But basically, like, he was showing consistency before the new apartment, correct?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Because I had someone suddenly, like, coming back around. But they knew about the new place for a while. Yeah. But I was not having any consistency.
Right.
Like, the person I was kind of hooking up with through the winter. But then I got annoyed. And I was like, yeah, last we talked, like, he kind of made some comment of, like, oh, like, are we not friends anymore? Or, like, do you still want to hang out? And I was like, I mean, I'm around. I'm like, yeah, hit me up. Like, let me know when you want to hang. Like, I'm like, I started a new job. I've been busy, but like, let me know when you want to hang. I'm like, when have I turned you down? I haven't turned you down yet. Like, don't panic. But then I didn't like hear from him. And then of course everyone's like, oh, what are you moving? I'm like, you know when I'm moving.
Yeah.
You know.
We had this conversation.
And then he like assumed, he made some texts like assuming to come over. Like, oh, I can't wait to get a tour in a new place and like christen it. And I was like, and I just ignored it. I just
so presumptive.
I was like, fuck you, dude.
You assume that you're gonna christen my place? Okay. I could have already christened it.
And you wouldn't come to Queens. I was like, you weren't coming to Queens? Yeah, I was like, you're not coming to Queens.
You don't get me. You don't like me at my Queens. You don't get me at my Fida. That's the quote. That's the new quote.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also hilarious. I was like, the commute to Queens was 20 minutes. It wasn't. Was the same, like the distance was the same. Maybe it was like 25 to 30 depending on train traffic, but I was like, where you live to Fidei and where you live to where I was in Astoria, Queens, same difference. Like,
oh,
you know. But then eventually, like, kind of was like, well, what's going on? I just was like, yeah, man, I'm like, you are inviting yourself over to my apartment. You haven't invited me over to your apartment.
Ooh.
So yeah,
maybe even like, you know, you, like when you have like that casual thing, you don't even have like the pretense of like offering a drink. Be like, we should get a drink sometime, which is code for let's hang out and like hook up. But you just say, let's get a drink, let's do this or whatever outdoor. So like there's like some semblance of professionalism, like let's chat first, let's like, you know, we haven't done this in a while, so like let's maybe reacquaint, make sure that we're like the chemistry is still there and stuff. It doesn't even take that long. It takes like an hour.
You don't even need that. The way that was, it was just like, dude, it would just be like, what are you up to? You want to hang? Sometimes I'd pick up like a bottle of wine on the way, or he'd go get some booze or some food.
Incredible.
It's like, it was very chill. It was a nice thing. But it just but it's with anybody, they get lazy. So it's like the bar was already low.
Yeah.
And it somehow got dropped even lower. And it was like the late night hit ups. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm 30 now. Like, I'm not trucking late night. Last minute somewhere. I don't really care. Like, if I'm already in bed, I'm in bed.
What's the age that you think that should stop? Because, like, I, at this point, if you text me day of, I'm like, I'm sorry, who am I? Like, no. I planned my week out. You're not a part of it until the end of it, maybe. Like, but definitely not, like, post 10 p.m. text. I feel like that should stop when you're, like, 28, 29.
I feel like it depends on the person. There's some people, women have always like had that hard rule where they're like, I don't do any last minute plans.
Yeah.
Or even like men, I feel like they're like, oh, it just is like my horniness died. They're like, when I was a horny young 20, I would have dropped everything in the middle of the night to go get action anywhere, you know? So I feel like for everybody, it kind of depends. Like for me, for sure, horniness is number one.
Yeah.
Also, number two is like, there's a difference between you're hitting them up late at night or they're hitting you up late at night.
Like,
if I'm hitting you up late at night, that's fine. That's totally fine. But also, I'm coming to you. Like, me hitting you up means I'm coming to you. Like, past a certain hour. It's like that 9 o'clock phone call rule. It's like once texting was involved, you know? It was like, no, you don't call after 9. It's the same thing of like, you're gonna hit me up 11 p.m. and think I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah.
No.
That's
like,
I gotta say, I maybe just because I'm like neurotic as hell. I knew when I'm horny, I'm horny the whole day. So it's not like I'm horny at like 9 p.m. and I'm like, well, I gotta. It's like I was horny at like 12 and I'm like trying to plan, like, all right, like you got to send a text at like 3 to be like, hey, I know this is the last minute, but do you want to hang out tonight? Maybe get a drink or something?
Yeah.
And they're like, let's check in with each other later, like that kind of thing.
That's good.
Like, all right. Like then.
Well, that's why it's insulting. Because we're like, you're not just horny now.
Yeah.
You've been horny. You've been out. You've been trying to get something else.
It's
failed.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting hit up. That's why it's insulting. Because
exactly.
I've been that person too. You're like, you're out with some friends. You're like, oh, maybe there'll be some cute guys. And then like, as the clock's ticking down, you're like, all right, if I want to get some Mac, I have to hit up that dude.
And it also leaves, like, if you're like texting someone, then like if you go out with your friends, you're like, ooh, I could get, I have an opportunity here.
Got lined up.
No, like maybe we don't meet up tonight. And you're not like a dick about it. It's just like, okay, well, I left my
house. Yeah, but you got to let them know. Because I've been on the end of like some dudes out like, hey, maybe we'll meet up later. And I go, let me know. And I've been the other person out with some dude being like, oh, I'm just chilling at home. You want to come by? But it's like, you just got to let them know. That's when that's when you get pissed, is when you get no message all night. Then the next morning, you get a message just like, oh, how's your night? It's like, oh, how's my night?
I hate
didn't hear from you. That's how
it works. So rude. Mm-mm. I have been that person.
That's like, really rude.
Yeah. Or like, it's not, I don't even think it's like an age thing where you're just like, cause I'm 28, I'm not doing that anymore. It's just like, you just learn. It's like, that's why 30 year old men in New York date the 22 year olds. It's like, the 22 year olds don't know any better. I know all your moves. I've been dating you guys forever. I know every move. I know every lie. Oh, I don't want a relationship right now. No, fuck you. It means you don't want to date me. Answer my question. I'm like, I know the lies. My 24 year old sister doesn't know the lies.
Yeah.
So like, when she goes out with like a 30 year old and then is telling me these lies, I'm like, lie. Like, I'm just pointing them out hard. Like, I'm like, don't fall for that.
Yeah. This guy sucks.
That's also like
work is crazy.
Is it? It's also from like a scarcity perspective, kind of like what Rohan was referencing earlier and what you meant. Like when you're 22, you're like, this is the only shot at this, and I've got to take it. Like, ooh, okay, he wants me to come over. That must mean something, and I have to, because like if I don't, then things will all fall apart. That I've got to. But like now, it's like.
Yeah.
If you need me to come over or it's not going to work out, then it's just not going to work out. Like it's fine. Like it's totally fine. There's another person who may be more interested in being thoughtful and kind and have foresight. Like, yeah, I don't need this in my life at all. Ugh. Being older is great. I'm a big fan of it.
you just don't care anymore. I have no hesitation to actually like say what I want and what I'm feeling. Like that guy, like he was kind of like, what's up, like something's weird, and I was like, you want a list of reasons? I got a list. And he was like, I'm a big boy, I can handle it. I was like, all right, I made the list. I took three things off the list. Nice. Like I was like, a little too aggressive. All right. I was like, let's just give it to these 4 points. But I basically spelled it out for him. I just was like, yeah, this and this, because it was someone I was friends with. And I was just like, yeah, man. Like last time we talked, I felt like, oh, we could just be friends and hang. And I was like, that's cool. I go, but either way, haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
Like, now you're hitting me up for my new spot and I'm not inviting you over. Like, I was like, that's fucking rude. I was like, I haven't come over to your place and haven't seen you because you haven't invited me. I was like, I'm not going to invite myself anywhere. So,
That's also like being like kind to both of you. And so like this guy knows, like for next time, if he's with someone else, just be like, hey, maybe I can take care or like be like considerate in some way, or he'll just completely ignore it and be like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah. But there's like two things down in like hookup situations with guys. Like number one, if they can tell and get the vibe you hook up with other people, they don't like it, even though they might be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And like number two, this is one of the first times like I was hanging out with them one night and I just like wasn't feeling it. And so I just didn't want to hook up. Like we were like playing video games and I just like ended up like we cuddled or hung out, watched a movie, and then I just like left. I was like, I'm tired, like I gotta go. Cause I just was like, I'm not gonna sleep if I stay here and I wanna sleep in my own bed.
Yeah.
But then that's when he started like spiral. And I just was like, dude, it had nothing to do with you. I just wasn't feeling fine. Like, you know, but I just like, are we really gonna panic that there was one night we hung out night and didn't want to? Like,
oh, you know what? Honestly, I would panic. I would be like, well, that was it. I was like, it's over. But I would probably just be like, is everything okay? And then if you said yes, everything's okay, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Thank you. And I said that to him. I just was like, you know, this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, this is just fully me not feeling it. Like, cause it was that thing of just like, I am not horny for anybody. Like,
yeah.
I want to sleep.
Erica,
I lost the game, but you know. Mm-hmm.
I want more men to be as upfront as you are, because some dudes, they're just like, they don't say like, oh no, there's something going on with me. They're just like, they say nothing. And then you're like, I guess I have to interpret the tea leaves to understand like what's happening with this man, because he doesn't voice what's going on in his life or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that can be so exhausting.
Yeah. But it's just, most men aren't. Men love the vague. They love living in the vague. They don't want to define anything. It's like they want to keep you as an option if they want to hook up and not end it. But then what happened to me is like that dude started poking at me of basically like, are you just trying to keep me as an option? Are we ever going to fuck again? Like, what's the deal? And I was just like, and I literally just said, to be honest with you, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I've been busy lately. Last time I was there, I wasn't feeling it. I was like, I don't know. I was like, you want me to say yes or no right now? I'm like, I have no answer for you. But then he just kept spiraling. But most people, they're not upfront. And even when you ask them questions, they won't give you a straight answer. And I'm just at the point, and I think I'm just tired of it, that I'll either just not answer their message or I'll just be like, yeah, you're not answering my question. I'm like, it was a yes or no. That is a yes or no. And I got this crazy explanation. Like one dude I went out with had a nice time. He was cute from online. And I was like, you know what? That was a good time. I would go again. But I wasn't crazy about him. Wasn't like, whatever. But I was like, he was a good dude. I had a nice time. I would go out again if he wants to go out. So I didn't hear from him for like 3 days after I did. And I even was like, I think he doesn't want to go out again. But I like to know. So I just sent him a note. It was like, hey, hope you had a good week. I'm around this weekend. If you want to do something, let me know. Got a big, long text back that's like, you know, I just got out of something and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not over that. And like, things are just crazy and blah, blah, blah. And I just, it was just this long explanation. Did not say if he wants to go out again. like nothing to do with me. Just like this big, long thing. And I just opened it. And I just was like, yeah, man, I kind of was on the fence. So I just was like, I'm just not answering this. Yeah, you didn't answer my question.
We do so much. Online dating is all about projecting. It's like you project whatever it is you think about that person on them. So they're like, they thought it was a huge deal to you. So then they wrote this like huge online explanation, which they didn't even say how they felt at the end because they're insane, but whatever.
Like I was like, are you just saying like, hey, I don't want a relationship, but I would hang out. Like I was like, this dude's going about trying to fuck in the worst way possible. Like, I was like, yeah, you should have just hung out with me again and found a way to maybe slip that in somewhere.
I do that all the time.
But I didn't answer it. And then a month later, he like texted me and he just goes, hey, haven't heard from you. I was like, what did you think I was going to say? I asked you out and you essentially didn't give me an answer. So I made other plans. And I was just like, are you serious, my dude? And I thought about responding and I just was like, no, the best response is no response sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, and people might be like, you ghosted. I'm like, I didn't ghost. Like I asked a question and didn't answer it.
You just sent a long explanation of basically being like, I kind of don't want to go out, but I didn't actually say whether I did or didn't want to go out.
Yeah, I felt like you kind of was like, the fact that I took you on a date, I gave the wrong impression. I'm just trying to hook up. Like in the weirdest, vaguest way. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, the secret for men is like, literally, if you just take a girl out one time and just are nice, it's like, you're way more likely to get laid. I don't know how anybody just gets someone to come to their apartment off the internet. I don't know, but teach their own.
I think I've talked about this on the pod before, but when I would go on dates and I would be like, I would just be like, it would be a date and I'd be like, do you want to just come back to my place? And then so many women were like, yeah. And I was like, what? Like in my head, I was like, that worked. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is just my internal monologue. Yeah. I was like, that's all? And I was like, all right.
Yeah, just be kind of nice to me.
Yeah,
sometimes we just make out and be like, I don't want to have sex. Be like, great, all right, see ya. Like, we'll text, like, and then, you know, you text.
Yeah,
it's great.
Which also easiest way to get laid. The minute a dude's like, yeah, whatever you're comfortable with, you're like, take all take them all.
Okay, this is like you're such. Like,
now I'm horny. I changed
this
my mind.
This is such a silly thing for me to have realized within the last year, but like the sex is always better for me if I'm not like thinking about what he wants really, or like questioning my safety or like the cleanliness of the place. Like sex can be so
safety. That's a big one.
Yeah, safety is a very big one, Kenise. I hope you're not thinking about your safety. When you're sex.
Truly, you've never had a thing where you're like, this person seems all right, but they could kill me. Like you've never. Okay, wow, I'm seeing bad people. Okay, got it.
I mean, it's more weird. Like this is a weird dude.
Yeah,
and it's more. It's like it wasn't safety if I thought I was gonna get murdered. It was more just like some freaky stuff in bed might just get thrown at me that I'm not prepared for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're just like, this guy seems like a wild card. And then you're the ones that are like the most regular. And then it's those quiet people. You're just like, what the fuck was that? Where did that come from? Like, you're like, come again? What did you just say? Yeah. Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You barely talked at drinks. And now we got a lot to say. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Like, wow. Yeah, well, that's the type of guy you attract, Kenise. You're just, you're attracted to, I should say. Like, you are like, yeah, someone who might kill you or looks like he might be able to kill you.
Yeah, I have a joke about it. I like dudes who look like villains, but I have recently started spending time with someone who like is like sane and stable and like having like this security feeling. I'm like, wow, I'm coming a lot more. Okay, that's pretty cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you're, and from what I understand, Kenise, you're teaching him what you like, which is something that you don't normally do. You like, you like assume that they should know all the things that you like, not assume, like you tell them what you like, but if they're like not good at it, you're like, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
But you're patient with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's there's, like, there's so many levels to that. There's so many levels to like teaching a little when you teach, when you don't. And like, part of it depends on one, do I like this guy? Two, a lot of times when it's like first time, you're like, you know, let me see. Like, you know, it's like the first one's like a freelance job. Like, we're going to see the drafts and how they come out, you know, and then we're going to give critiques round two, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like to teach and really be patient with someone, you have to be into them. You just do. Like, unfortunately. But
one, I went on a date with somebody and they got mad because I asked them what, like, we were like hooking up and I was like, so, like, what do you like? And then they were like, They like immediately kind of like turned off a little bit. We didn't end up having sex. And then like we met up again and she was like, it was very weird that you asked me what I wanted. I was like, what?
No.
I was like,
no, she's
what?
Weird.
I was like, what? She's like, we're not dating. She's like, you know, that's like something you ask after like a fifth or sixth date. Like not. And I was like, oh, I was just trying to be nice.
Did she mean sexually? Like, I think her brain sounded like, what do you want? Like a relationship? She's like, Jesus.
No. I was like, what do you like in the bedroom? I was like, is it okay if I do this? Like, it is okay if I do that? Like, that kind of
stuff. Like, you guys were in the bedroom when you asked that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, okay.
Yeah. It's nice, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, there's just some people who just are not, I don't know. It's just like, they get turned off by that stuff.
I've had guys
like
that. I think a lot of times
they like to be like taking charge.
Yeah, but it's there's something to, I've asked guys that and they don't say anything. And it's like, I think for both parties, there's this like, it's nice to ask and people feel like, oh, this is opening the door. But it's also like, you're still putting them, you're putting it on them to be vulnerable first and like say something. So it's like when you, I've had guys tell me like, don't ask what do you like to somebody.
Yeah.
So like you gotta come in with a suggestion on your own.
Okay.
They're like, because that will kind of open the door and set the bar. And they're like, and a genuine one, because they're like, don't say something you don't really want to do. Like I've panicked once in dirty talk and like told someone to choke me, and then I was like, never mind.
JK.
Like I was like, never mind. I don't know. Like I panicked, you know.
did you say like, did you when you pan after like when he started choking you, did you like try to still stay in the moment, be like, I was just kidding?
Oh my god, like, that was.
Yeah,
I feel like that would traumatize.
I just tapped his hand. Like I let it happen for a second, and then I was like, I just like tapped out. Yeah. I was like, totally. You know, I was like, oh, that's. But it's because like dirty talk is something that like kind of escalates, and then you're like, I got nothing. Like I ran out. I was like, this is great. Like, you know,
this is why I don't sext.
He's like, what else do you want? And I'm like, it's good.
what exactly what you did before? Keep doing that. Yes.
This up. You know.
Yeah, I do.
So, but I've been that person asking, "What do you like?" And my partner gives me nothing, and then I feel. But then I also feel shy myself to then say something. Like when they're kind of like, "Yeah, this is great as it is." I'm like, now I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could ask
suggestion.
Yeah. Oh my. Gosh, that's stressful.
Oh, God.
But it's not, I think it is very nice when that guy asks.
Yeah, me too.
I only because like you talk to so many women who are just like, yeah, and you know, you like read about consent and you're just like, oh yeah, it's like it's like there's a lot, it's not the line of consent is blurry, but it's just like you have to approach consent in the right way. And so like you have to ask a little bit. But Eric, what you said is totally right. Like come up with a suggestion and then let them be like, no, or sometimes, or I prefer this. And it's like, okay, there we go. Like that's.
Yeah. The ultimate green light is when a woman's like, you can do whatever you want to me. Like I'm open. Cause I've had that. I've given green lights to that. Like trying to get like, like I was with someone that I felt like I couldn't get like a very sexual side out of them. And it was like, I don't know if you're holding back or this is just how you are.
Yeah.
And, like, and I would kind of occasionally bring whatever up and I would just kind of be like, is there anything like we're not doing that you want to do? Like, because I would like to keep it exciting for my partner and good for mm-hmm. them. And he always was like, no, it's great. But there was stuff I wanted to do. And then I was too shy to say it. But I also just felt this like, why can't I crack? Like, I'm like, you're a man. There's always something for a guy.
Yeah.
Like, and especially when I would hear him, when he would tell me about other people he was with and things he would do with them. I was like, you've never done anything close to that with me. And then it was like frustrating for me.
Yeah.
But it's just, but like, yeah, but I was too shy to be like, how about this? Like, yeah. Just throw something out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, this is because... just, it's going back to a past point. I do want to say, I think it should be canon that we should all agree as a society that a tap on the hand is a tap out. Because some people are like, yeah, it's like flooding around. And it's like, no, this is a tap out. If I do
a tap out,
it means pause. But I think that should be, mm-hmm. okay.
My girlfriend and I were having sex once, and then like, I was going because I thought that she hadn't finished yet. And then we were like talking about it afterwards. And I was like, so you like came twice, right? She was like, nah, just the once. You just kept going. I was like, oh,
yeah, right.
Probably should have asked. I was like, how long was it? She was like, it was only like a minute, but you know, and I was like, oh, okay. I'll ask next time. Because sometimes you can tell and sometimes you can't. And so it's just like, oh, because they're still like into it. So it's just like, oh, I guess I didn't finish yet. Or like, you know, like you didn't finish yet or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, you gotta.
That's the trick for women though, is like, is to tell your guy to come. And most guys kind of know that trick, but it's just like the hot way to do it of like, come for me. It's like, oh, so sexy. But then, or my co-host Molly actually, she said, but like a lot of times guys, like you said, like you're holding out because you're like, I think they want this to go longer.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're doing it for us and the whole time we're like, no, we're good.
This is
good.
Every man has a complex of finishing too early. Mm-hmm. No man wants to be the guy that finishes too early. So they overcompensate and they just go for longer. Or like if the woman finishes before him, like they're not afraid of just being like, can I finish myself off or something? Like, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, can I, or like, yeah, let's get me off now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's very hard to ask that question. I understand why.
Oh, for sure. But, I think another trick that a lot of guys don't know is you could also say, where do you want to come? And that's a fun one. But I feel like that's more so if you're like not using condoms. I feel a little awkward if you're like using condoms.
It's like, wait, okay.
Peel and then
wait, are we going back? Okay, no, it's done. You're not going to re-put that on. Okay, yeah. It's a mess. I will say I have said that to a guy and he was like, well, now there's too much pressure. And it's like... Jesus Christ, I'm truly just asking you to have a good time. And you're like, oh, no, what to do? It's like, I just told you what to do. What are we talking about? Just relax. Just fucking relax.
No, it's ruined. Coming is very fun and it feels incredible. But there is a little bit of stress sometimes in deciding when to come.
Because
you're like,
so funny.
No, I can hold out for something better. And then sometimes you hold out and you're like, no, I held out for too long. I need to go back.
I feel like the only equivalent for women in this department is when it's taking us a while to come. And then my brain will think, this is taking a while. And I'm like, don't think that,
don't
brain.
Think that.
You just ruined it. Like, that's not going
to
happen.
Don't
like,
draw attention to it.
I'm just like, like, I'm like, oh, now you feel bad that he's like been trying for whatever amount of time. Or it's always the thing, like, it feels way longer, but it's like, look, in reality, it's probably like 2 minutes. Like, it's not.
No, that's literally what happens. It's just like, oh, it's been taking forever. You idiot. You just did this to yourself.
When you get that thought, man, and then you know, you're like, it's a wrap. It's not happening this session. And I've had partners be like, then like upset. And I was like, it wasn't you. I'm like, I got in my head. It had nothing to do with you. What you were doing was great. And then I got in my head. Like, I was like, I felt bad for you, which I should never feel bad.
This is a thought I just had right now. Guys should have vibrators at their place. If they're going to have sex with a woman, have a vibrator at their place, just in case.
Men.
I don't trust.
Anybody?
Yeah. Ladies? Can you say that again? I don't think it got caught on. You got it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was like, I truly don't trust men enough to clean it, to keep it clean between women.
True.
And I'm just like, I'm so worried that I'm going to like smell someone else's pussy on this vibrator. No, thank you. Okay. I don't. Unless they're like
true.
A doctor.
Didn't think it through.
Like a plastic sleeve that goes over it. Like you go to the dentist or something like that sort of shit. Then maybe, but no, I don't trust you. No.
This is a very good point that I didn't think of when I had that thought 5 seconds ago.
No, but this just shows the male brain. You probably weren't even thinking about cleaning it.
Okay, so I
truly weren't.
True story. Okay, so I was seeing this guy and he was into pegging. I had not pegged him, but he like let me know that he was into pegging. And I opened like the box where he kept his toys and tools or whatever. And there was like lint on some of them, like lint. And I was like, I can't. I said, like, I recognize that lint gets places, but there's something about having lint on a thing that you're like asking me to put inside. I couldn't. I was like, mm-mm. This is never going to happen. And no, thank you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Like you didn't. Like, it was like a lint where you're like, first of all, guess it's been a minute. Second. Yeah. You're just like, what the fuck?
Like, it's like the type of lint that you drop something on the floor. And it's like, what is that? That's a piece of Cheeto, we're, I don't know.
This is the difference between men and women. I would have persevered. I would have pushed through. I would have been like, this is the messiest place I've ever been to in my life. But you know what? You got to get it.
I would have at least... If I liked them, if it wasn't just like some hookup where I was like, I guess I'll have a fun night. If I liked them, was into them, wasn't the first time we're hooking up, that situation, I'd be like, do you have a baby wipe or something? Like, I'd be like, give me a wipe. Sanitize this thing of some sort, right? And then if they're like, I don't ever have wipes, I'd be like, this is really a problem. Because genuinely, the dude probably dropped that shit on the floor and then just put it back in the box. Yeah. Let's be real. That's probably how the wipe got there. Like, it was a drop. He's like, 5 second rule. We'll just throw it back in the box. It was like, give us some spots.
100%.
And on the thing of, I had once, I went to hook up with somebody and he just like whipped out a vibrator during and like just started, didn't ask by the way, like all of a sudden went to like use it. And I just was like, hold up. But immediately my first thought was just like, who else has this been used on?
Yeah.
And like, has this been cleaned? Like, I'm down for vibrator play, but I just was like, whoa, we can't do this. Like, this is just laying out by your bed, just like on my hand. That I was like, 1000% do not trust a man to clean it. Because even if you ask women, how often do you clean your vibrator? That varies based on woman to woman.
Yeah.
Like, some people are like, I clean it after I use it every time. And I'm sitting there being like, every time?
Every single day?
Like, yeah. So some people think I'm gross. Yeah. That I don't clean it after every use. And then, like, so it's like, look, even amongst women, our cleanliness level.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
yeah. And men don't.
Vibrator, and you only have one. It's just like, then that's getting used on everybody.
I will say, this is the thing, is you're totally right. But if I thought I was going to have sex with somebody, like, I didn't realize this. I would like clean it and I would clean my entire apartment. And I would make sure it looks like somewhat respectable if they were coming over. I would never. Like, if I went on a date and I thought there might be sex, always clean the apartment. So maybe they clean the vibrator. But you, see, but you're also right. Like, they may not know to clean the vibrator. So it's very, you're still taking a 50-50 shot.
Well, I was going to say, like, a hot thing for a dude is, and this is how you really win. This is someone you've been with before. Mm-hmm. And you're going out again. And so you've hooked up already. Tell the girl, bring your vibrator for later. That's a hot thing to say.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Very smart. Right? Very
hot. I can make sure I clean it. What like, but it's fine. I know where it's been.
Yeah. You know where it's been.
You have to do that.
Board your face. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh.
Like, you either have to do that or tell me you bought me one.
Yeah.
And it better be in the fucking box. I ain't trusting that.
And you have to open it. You have to open it while we're having sex.
But you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be like at least like the little carrying case that comes in. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Gotta have some presentation. Can't just be out.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know if I trust that.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be more likely to trust it if the dude.
What if I charged? What if I was afraid that it wouldn't charge and then I left it in the box but it was charging?
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
But I think that's a hot thing to say of like, because I brought lube once to a guy's place that I was seeing and I tried to play it off of like for him, but it really was more for me.
Yeah.
And he kind of was like, I just like pulled it out and he was like, oh, you don't need that. And I just was like, oh, okay. Like,
dude.
And then I was too shy to use it, but I was so annoyed. But then I was like, you know what? It's not my space. It is a little weird that I brought something to your space without any heads up and just kind of whipped it out. Like, I was like, all right, maybe that was insulting.
Awesome. I love lube.
But yeah, lube, but, I mean, no, I feel like, so nah, let the lady use lube. This is going to make it better for you. Like, What?
That's what
it's so much easier.
You know,
you can do all the work. You can still do all the work that you like to do. It's just gonna be easier.
Yeah,
and it's great. There's no downside to it.
Yeah, it actually it was a little bit for him. I've heard that's a trick of like if a guy loses a hard on with condoms, then just take a little lube up, get hard again, then put a condom on. Apparently works. And I got that tip from a male friend. So that's why I even got it. Like I got it for that, but I got it for me too because I was like. I think also with condoms, you're more likely like dry out a little bit, but it has nothing to do with what the other person's doing. Just
that's just. But it was just
kind of like, we don't need that. I was like, guess we don't. Okay, and it was in my apartment, so I was like, I'm not gonna fight about this.
Yeah, I've been with enough women where like I've realized that like wetness is like it's a state of mind as much as it is actually physical. So like you could be like very, very horny and not get as wet as you think that someone would get under that. And it's not your fault as a guy. It's just that every woman is different.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like wetness. And if you're on like certain medication that like affects like wetness, others, like just like when you're on medication for guys, it affects if you can get hard or not. Yeah. It's like the same type of thing. So yeah, you're just like, if someone's like, I need lube, it's not like a reflection on you. It's like, oh, okay, this helps me. Perfect.
Right. Great. But I think it's
into it.
A lot of people don't know anything about it. And some people, it's like, they see it as like, ooh, kinky, fun. And then other people see it as insulting. Like that's most sexual things. It's like, it's not, you know, it's the like, don't yuck someone's yum, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not that thing of just like, we all got something or we all want to try something. And it's like, you know, it's, I don't know. I just think of it as like, there's people in your life that's like, they're always very negative or they always say no to stuff in general.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, well, that's not the friend you're going to call last minute to do stuff. Cause you're like, they always say no. Like, they're not going to be down with this. Like, and it's the same with like sexual partners is like, I would like to be looked at as a sexual partner that is like down and game for trying things. And I don't want my partner to be afraid to suggest stuff to me, even if it is something I like, would be like, actually, I'm not super into that. Like, but you know, that there's something that having the door open.
Yeah.
As a people pleaser, I love when someone just tells me everything they like. I'm like, great, this is a homework assignment, like in a good way. It's just like, all right, we're gonna figure this out. I like it. There's not like a lot of stuff that I don't like, and it's just like, okay, yeah, let's do it. I'm happy as long as I don't have to hate you or anything. I'm
good. Yeah, but it's even just saying that. Yeah, it's just so nice to know because a lot of times women are taught to like be quiet and hold back. So, like, I love when someone's like, how my brain works is I would rather know and just give it to me straight. Tell me everything. Like.
Yeah, especially in the bedroom stuff, because there's already going to be so much awkwardness there. Like, especially the first or second time you're hooking up with someone, it's always going to be a little bit awkward, no matter how much chemistry you have. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just tell me what you like or and don't like.
Yeah.
Because then I can adjust and make it slightly less awkward. I don't know.
I think we're all in agreement here. Yes, tell people what you like. Before we are actually coming up on the hour, but before we get to our final thoughts, I did want to bring up this week's news story. So in the news, sex addiction was discussed quite a bit this week based on the shooting in Atlanta, and then several news outlets came up with stories that are like, sex addiction isn't even technically a real thing. So I wanted to get you guys' opinions on it. If you guys think that it is a real thing, if it like alcoholism is a real thing, but some people are using it as an excuse versus like some people say that they're alcoholics when they just drink a lot while some people are actually addicted to alcohol. And similarly, some people are like, oh, I'm a reckless, thoughtless person. And I'm saying that that's sex addiction versus what could or may not be an actual addiction. So what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I mean, out the gate, sex addiction often I feel like is a huge scapegoat for infidelity. When there's some type of famous person that then it comes out, they've had all these women on the side or all these men on the side. I mean, typically though it is men, sex addiction with women.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like we wouldn't believe it if a woman was like, I have a sex addiction. We'd be like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, no, you're like, just a slut. Yeah. Like, it's like that.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, like Tiger Woods is one of the first cases of like, I have a sex addiction, I'm going to therapy. But it's kind of like, oh, then it preserves their image in some way.
Yeah.
And I think it's bullshit. Chris D'Elia, same fucking thing. His big apology is like, I have a sex addiction. And it's like, it's kind of the thing of like, okay, everybody's saying that. And it's like, well, it can't be true for everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
I listened to a podcast about this actually, and the act of like sex addiction is not like, there is no like, in the same way of alcohol addiction, it doesn't exist, but there is a relationship between like OCD and anxiety and depression, and like quote unquote sex addiction. So it's like the way that your OCD is acting out, or the way your anxiety is acting out, is that you need to masturbate, or like you like whatever, you know, control on the back page or whatever. Like that kind of stuff is indicative of like a different thing. So you're not actually addicted to sex. You have another very well documented mental issue, and it manifests itself in, like, you know, in whatever, having sex, but you can control it, or you can, like, you can, if you manage that anxiety, the sex stuff goes away, or if you manage that OCD or figure it out, then that goes away. It's not that you're actually addicted to the act of sex. You're addicted to whatever your brain is telling you that prompts that. So yeah, no, it's, sex addiction is not a real thing, and infidelity, it's, yeah, behaving, sex addiction is, like you guys said, often used to just cover bad behavior.
It seems 100%. Like with Chris D'Elia specifically, like if you're addicted to sex, okay, did it have to be with an underage person that you're reaching out to via an app? Like if you're, if sex is the thing, then you can have sex. You're famous. You could truly have sex with pretty much anyone legal, but you're choosing this thing that's not cool. Okay,
that's addiction made you keep a spreadsheet to follow up with 17-year-old girls in a year.
No, it didn't.
Because I agree exactly what Rohan said. It's like sex, drugs, booze, like all these are coping mechanisms for other things. So that's why so many people that go to Alcoholics Anonymous learn that they are actually bipolar. And it's like, that's why you kept self-medicating, because you were bipolar. Like Pete Davidson thought he was an alcoholic, and he's like, turns out I'm bipolar. So he actually can drink again. Like, but it was like, we had to get you clean as a whistle to figure out what's actually going on in your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, and like with the, obviously like the shooting, it's like, oh, like, well, like I'm a sex addict. And it's like, well, that doesn't justify what you did at all in any way.
The shooting.
And it's just like, yeah, that's, that, that is irrelevant.
You
murdered a lot of people.
It wasn't even because of addiction. Irrelevant. You said they were a temptation. And it's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
It's like, you could say that about any woman you murder. Or any man you murder. Just like, I was too tempted to try to have sex with him. So
yeah, they've got to die. Like,
That's not a sex addiction.
No, I just don't think, I think that there are, like why this, why your OCD or anxiety manifests in like wanting to cheat on your spouse, or like wanting to have sex with a lot of different people, like that I don't think has done, I don't know why that is, and I there are probably people who do, but I don't know, and that probably changes with everybody. But the act of like being addicted to sex in the same way you're addicted to alcohol or cocaine or like heroin or something is like not real.
Or these people, like when they always say that, they're not like, I was masturbating this many times a day.
Yes.
I was watching porn all the time. There's no other evidence other than you fuck a bunch of women. Like that. That's the only evidence. I've cheated on my wife with 8 different people. And it's like, okay, but you weren't like missing meetings because you were jerking off in the bathroom. Like, you know?
Like, or you can't like, control yourself.
Coke in the bathroom.
And but even if it is, it's not, again, it's like not the sex part. It's something else that's just caught. causing you to do this. It's like, like you were talking about earlier, Erica, like I'm bipolar, or like I'm I have anxiety, I have X, Y, and Z, and like that's why you're doing it. It's not because you're like, I can't get enough of sex.
Well, the thing about like after a breakup, like everybody copes after breakups differently. We have those friends that they're immediately back out there, or they quote have a hoe phase, or you know, we have the friends that they're like, they're kind of depressed, they're like home all the time, sleeping a lot, not going out, eating their feelings. It's like everybody has like a different thing. Some people go on a drinking bender. Some people go on a super health kick. Like, especially when you go to like rehab for anything, you often just place one, whatever your addiction is, like whatever you're coping with, they literally train you to break the cycle of habit with something else. So like, that's why a lot of people that go to AA are like, start smoking, or they like start working out a ton, or like they find something, they find some new obsessive habit. It's like, okay, this habit is okay to be obsessed about. The drinking wasn't, but this part was.
Totally. 100%. And it's like, cool, I guess, like if it works, it works. I mean, like exercising is good for you, but yeah, you're not addressing the underlying issue that's causing this.
I feel like,
I have a friend who's depressed and she takes nudes. That's what she does.
Just take nudes?
Yeah, she just send them? Them. She's like, she gets dolled up and takes a bunch and just like has them on Rolodex, and sometimes she'll send them, sometimes she won't, you know, but she's just like,
nice.
But I'm like, I guess that's what makes her feel better. She's like, it's like, look at me, I'm hot, I'm naked.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I'm still depressed, but I don't know, it's kind of helping. I'm like, oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, that's not hurting anybody.
Yeah. Validation feels good. Yeah. Let's get her validated.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. It's like whenever we all post like something on Instagram, it's often like because we're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, people like me, right? Oh, they do. Okay, good.
Okay, thank God. Phew, I can move forward. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Goodness. Damn. I thank you. Like,
100%.
I really appreciate the insightful perspective on that, because I was like, I don't know if I believe in this, but I really do like thinking about it as like almost like correlation versus causation. So like these are happening together, but actually it's this third thing that's causing both. Hell yeah. You guys are the best. So we are past the hour. So we end every episode of Love About Town with final thoughts, things that you reconsidered, things you want to reiterate. Erica, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah. My final thought, is, if you're like a guy, or if you're anybody really, like read the profile, and like maybe just take time when you're trying to date someone, whether it's a casual thing or not a casual thing, to just like treat them like a person, and don't just like text them at, and when you need, if you, and come on guys, if you're horny, or women, you're horny, you know, you're horny in the morning, like plan it out. Part of the enjoyment of a booty call is like making sure everything falls into the right place. So like, yeah, like, I don't know, be more considerate. That's my final thought.
I'd say, yeah, the key to getting laid is making a plan.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, with online dating, whether you want to just hook up or you want or looking for something more, I think some type of phone call is the way to go. And then that's a great way to feel chemistry with people.
Oh yeah. I'm going to give this a try. I was firmly against it, but now based on your recommendation, I will give it a try. My final thought is to come in to dates, not like coming in hot, like, wow, this lady's a bit much, but come in with like a, hey, I'm a person, you're a person. Let's not start this off in such a formal, like structured, limiting way. But yeah, let's really get into it. So I'm going to give that a try. All right. Well, Erica, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me. I'm at Sperica on everything. That's Sperica, two A's. And and I have a podcast called Shooters Gotta Shoot, and we do dating research. So come listen to us if you like dating podcasts.
Yeah.
She's an expert. Do it.
I read too many books.
That's so cool. I don't read at all. I can't.
Yeah, we haven't read shit.
Don't. Yeah. That's why we have people on Everyone's to tell on us shit. What is what, because we haven't.
Exactly.
So yeah. Rohan, what about you?
Rohan Padier, cool guy on Instagram. I'm Rohan Cool Guy on Twitter. The podcast, you should listen. If you're listening now, just hit that 5 stars and then, you know, rate and review it and say something nice about us. Watch Kinesis Tonight Show set as well. Get those numbers up, and that's about it.
All right. You can find me everywhere at Kines Mobley. Like, rate, review this podcast, of course. Check out my Instagram live show, Make Yourself Cry, where guests come on and show me things that make them cry to see if it makes me a notoriously bad crier cry. And also just relaunched The Lab, a very Black experimental comedy show with people just trying weird shit. It gets ridiculous. So come on by. Well, that's it. This has been Love About Town. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.